Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
8:46, 14 till 9. You don't have to be a physicist to be a state representative, but just so happens we're talking to one that is Dr. Mr. Joe Ogeron, Representative Joe Ogeron, who is a doctor of physics, to talk about clean hydrogen. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. First of all, when we talk about clean hydrogen, I'm just, and as a physicist, I'm asking you this, leave the politics out of it. Is there anything such as clean coal? Because I see things that some people reference clean coal, and I see other things that say that's just a pie in the sky thing, that there is no such thing as clean coal. Thoughts?
Well, there is two types of coal utilization. One is basically burning it the way you normally do, but putting a whole bunch of scrubbers or cleaners on the exhaust emission. And then there's number two, which is taking the coal and basically putting it through, let's just call it a chemical process, where you crack out the good hydrogen, which is the fuel that actually we need and we burn. And basically take all the rest of the byproducts and do something else with them. So that's the two ways to do clean coal. But very, very, it's difficult and costly sometimes to be able to do that with the coal molecule. It's a lot easier with natural gas, and that's kind of what most of the hydrogen production is done with, using good Louisiana-produced natural gas, which is just basically the hydrogen molecule and some carbons, or one carbon and four hydrogen molecules wrapped around it. So that's basically the easiest way to get that fuel is from natural gas, methane.
Do you sense, and I don't mean to call out anybody in particular, but do you sense that your fellow legislators get what it is that you're talking about here?
Some of them do. Some of them just want to focus on drill, baby, drill.
Because you are a physicist, is what I'm saying, Joe. You are a physicist, so, and a lot of them aren't, so, you know, and I'm not.
Well, the thing is if you look at it from long term, you know, caveman burning wood, mm-hmm. which is cellulose, and basically you're just liberating the hydrogen out of there. That's basically the trick. Is the hydrogen molecule is the fuel, whether it's wood from caveman time or in the industrial age using coal, we were basically just getting the hydrogen to burn. And then whether you're using crude oil or any refined product from crude oil, or even the simpler molecule, natural gas, and basically the hydrogen is the part that you're going after, and everything else is just a carbon byproduct in one way or another. So now you got a lot of refineries that are basically trying to do what they call their low carbon solutions, and they're basically trying to just take that product, that hydrocarbon, and grab the hydrogen out of it, use it for clean, useful uses, and basically do something else with the carbon that's remaining.
So is that what your hydrogen task force is about? What's that all about?
Well, hydrogen, you know, is the one element that every one of the refineries up and down the river would love to have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
an infinite supply, cheap supply of. I mean, we use hydrogen as a feedstock to do, believe it or not, you know, your potato chips cooked in partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. You got pharmaceuticals that basically utilize chemicals that are primarily from hydrogen-based in order to make the bath that the pharmaceuticals are made in. Same thing with electric chip manufacturing, semiconductor manufacturing. They need hydrogen. And I didn't even get to all the plastics and other fuels that we use, you know, gasoline, diesel, and everything else. So hydrogen is you know, by far the, it's the most abundant element in the universe, right? The sun burns hydrogen through fusion, but anyway, getting clean hydrogen without all the carbon dioxide emissions, the point source emissions, is what the goal is. So to be able to utilize, pull up natural gas, basically crack it into hydrogen and carbon dioxide and do something useful, or sequestering the carbon dioxide back down in the ground, and making use of the hydrogen is kind of the trick that a lot of the refining industries are doing right now here in Louisiana.
Should we draw a distinction between blue and green hydrogen at this point, or not really?
We could, yeah. Okay. I mean, basically, blue hydrogen is taking the natural gas and then utilizing the hydrogen and capturing the carbon dioxide and sequestering it, or doing something else with it. We don't know yet all the things, mixing it into concrete or whatever, but probably there would be an abundance of that, and that is basically the blue hydrogen, where green hydrogen is utilizing renewable sources of electricity, that being solar or wind, and basically putting electrodes in water and splitting the water, which is hydrogen and oxygen, into the hydrogen that's needed and releasing the oxygen into the atmosphere. And that's green. And then, of course, there's other colors like pink, which is if you're using nuclear power to do that same electrolysis process of cracking water into hydrogen and oxygen, then they call it pink hydrogen.
So how big could this be for Louisiana, and what kind of a job creator, what kind of a industry leader could the state be when it comes to this?
Well, it's already a pretty large one. I mean, during the COVID times and after COVID, what actually happened was we saw a reduction of the number of people that worked offshore and in the hydrocarbon harvesting industry, going in drill and producing. And that same decrement of probably about 4,000 workers that used to work offshore, basically those same 4,000 workers got increased in all of the refining capacity. So all the companies like Dow, Oxy, BASF, Valero, ExxonMobil, Shell, all the companies up and down the river that basically produce all the hydrogen-based precursor products that we use for everything. Well, of course, for diesel, aviation fuel, and gasoline, that's what everybody thinks of normally. Of course, they produce that. But then all the precursor products, the crazy chemicals that you see in those black tank cars on the rail lines that go into making other products throughout the world.
So what is your task force going to talk about today? And is there a way for people to watch it or listen to it? The meeting?
It actually starts at 9 o'clock at the top of the hour, and okay. I don't want to take any viewership from you, Tommy.
Right.
But
heck,
yeah,
I might watch it myself.
On the legislative website, you'll be able to see it. It is a live stream. Hyundai will be presenting. They, of course, opening up a steel factory here in Louisiana. They want to kind of get around the tariffs in building their cars. They have two plants, one in Georgia and one in Alabama, a Kia plant and a Hyundai plant. And rather than having to pay tariffs on the steel that they import to stamp out the bodies of the car, they're going to make their steel here in Louisiana. And because of our progression in clean hydrogen and being awash in low-cost energy, that's why they chose Louisiana. And hopefully in the future we'll be, you know, doing some processes that use clean hydrogen to produce actually a higher purity level of steel, a more consistent quality of steel by using hydrogen in a reduction process.
Very interesting as always. Dr. Joe Ogeron, a physicist, Louisiana State Representative, his meeting is going to start in a little bit with the Hydrogen Task Force.
Clean Hydrogen Task Force.
That's it. All right, thank you, Joe. 855, 5 till 9, traffic now, WWO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.